This is Jessalyn Eisenman here at the I&I Antique Tractor 2025 Historic Farm Days here in Penfield, Illinois, and I am joined with Pam. How are you, Pam?
I'm great, thank you. I'm doing good. We're selling merchandise. We're having a good time. Weather's not too hot yet. Nice breeze. I sit on the porch of the club hall with my merchandise, and I'm not leaving it because I have shade.
You guys look busy already, and it's just the first day here at Penfield. You guys got some nice handmade Historic Farm Days shirts. 2025 got some great other things. I see some bins with some pins. Can you tell me a little bit about those? They look like they have some history behind each and every one of them.
They put pins in all the packets for the tractors that come in, and then we sell the pins to people that don't get them. People collect those pins, and then if I got them left over, they go in the bucket for, you can find it, it's yours. So, but we have this year's pins and magnets, and people like to get that. That's something easy to carry, easy to take home, and wives don't mind a pin coming in as much as another tractor.
That's right. Yeah, no, they don't. I also see some books and maybe some notebooks. Can you tell me a little bit about those?
Well, we have cookbooks and books about the Half Century Show. And we have a I&I Tractor Club 25th anniversary book over there. And we made that up and sold it. We're proud of that because the Ladies Auxiliary did all the work on that book. So that was very nice that year. So we still have a few left, so we're still selling those.
Yeah, have some hard work put into that cookbook for sure.
Yes, the cookbooks are hard to make, but they sell pretty well and people like them. I mean, I think I have, never mind how many, a lot. And I have a recipe and quite a few of them that I like. So when I'm going to make something and I'm looking for it, I look in those books and find that recipe. So yeah.
Just so many. You just got to go back and forth between the books and find the one you like. Well, they look very professional, so good job on making those. They look very, very nice, and I might have to sneak a pic because I like to bake, so I might have to look in them.
There you go. That they've got baking in there, and most of them have easy, common ingredients. You don't have to go out and buy saffron seeds or turmeric or some of that stuff because those things weren't popular when those recipes were made, so... Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to go and find the rosemary for your lemon bread or anything. Well, that's good. So let's talk a little bit more about this t-shirt business here. How long have you been doing this for the Historic Farm Days?
Oh, I've been doing it 10 to 12 years now, but they've been doing it for a lot longer than that. We have t-shirts made every year for the show and have the current tractors, which this year are Oliver, White, Cockshut, and David Bradley. And we have those on the t-shirts. And then we have the date in Penfield, Illinois, because everybody wants to know where it was at. And quite good, a nice souvenir. And they're comfortable. I've got an older one on, and my niece has a new one on, and I'll wear my new one tomorrow. We switch out so that kind of somebody's wearing a new one every day. So, and we got them folded. We've had pretty good sales this morning so far. So, yeah, I always look forward to this. I get to meet people. I get to see people I've seen before. And when I find out that somebody can't come anymore, it makes me sad. Because you create a friendship here. And it's a family, a big family.
This is definitely a family environment with all sorts of different generations and history behind the people who are here with their antiques and the antiques that the people are bringing here to show off.
Yes, and we have some new things. This year they opened up the caboose that they got last year. You can go tour that. The one-room schoolhouse. And I think they have a teacher coming sometime this weekend, and I don't know, to do an art thing. And then we have the log cabin. And then down this side, the big red brick building, we have a museum in there. We have a hospitality room and an IH room down there and lots of history on the walls printed and stuff of the club and of America and Penfield.
There's definitely history in all the walls around here. There's also some kiddie attractions, kiddie tractor pull, then kids bingo on Friday.
And to bingo is for everybody on Friday, not just kids. We don't charge for bingo, so we can let kids play. If we charge for it, I think there's a law that I have to be 16 or 15 or something, but I don't know because we don't charge. It's something that WITY and the Ladies Auxiliary put on Friday afternoon. So, yeah, it's a fun time in there. It's air conditioned. That's one of the things they like.
Later today at 1, there is a tractor parade.
It's every day, and it is a big hit every year. People will line up all the way up and down here to watch the tractors drive by with all their different tractors and their different ages of the tractors. It's very interesting to see.
Yeah, I'm sure lots of history behind each and every tractor too. Old, new, any type of tractor and truck or plows or whatever, I'm sure it's in that parade.
Yes, we get a little bit of everything in the parade, and it's usually lasts about 45 minutes to an hour. They have to, because they come from the grandstands and up, then they come right by our place. Again, wonderful place to sit. Club hall on the porch with the merchandise. I get shade. I get to see the tractor drive. I get to meet all kinds of people. This is the best seat in the house.
It can't get any better, right? It
doesn't get any better than that, no. And the ladies auxiliary, I have to give credit to all of them because everybody works hard for the show. And I want to say that this past year, we lost Jane Beerbaum. She lost her battle with cancer, and we've greatly missed her this year. But we've tried to make sure that we carried on the things that she did. She did the museum and the church. She put something in there, and we've really tried hard to make sure we continued that. She's the one that established the museum, and we want to make sure that we keep that in her memory up.
Yes, good memories of her, and remember her in our honor.
It is. And, you know, come on out. We're nice. We're friendly. And there's lots of things to do every day. And some of the times on some of the field events may be moved around depending on if we've had rain or have had not rain and that. So it's fun. There's lots of things to eat around here. Lots of things. So bring your wallet and come out and enjoy.
That's right. Yes. Bring your wallet. Stop by the Ladies Auxiliary for your Historic Farm Days Penfield, Illinois 2025 shirt. They look very professional by these ladies, and they're ready for you to come out here. Thank you so much, Pam. I hope you have a great rest of the week. I know it's just the first day, so let's keep on rolling, right?
Yes. Thank you. And thank you for the interview, and you all have a good day, too.
Thank you. Thank you, Pam. All right. This is Jesselyn Eisenman here at the I&I Antique Tractor 2025 Historic Farm Days in Penfield, Illinois.